Well, today's grammar point is the past tense of verbs, both affirmative and negative. So saying you did do something and you didn't do something.
We're also going to take a look at noun sentences.
So using des.
Hi.
Now let's have a look at today's target grammar sentences. Could you read us the first sentence, please, Naomi-sensei?
天ぷらを食べませんでした.
I didn't eat tempura. Now you can hear the 食べませんでした. Now this is a new structure and that's going to be one of the grammar focus points today. Now the other grammar sentence we'll be looking at is
うどんは300円でした.
This is also a new structure for us. This sentence, the udon was 300 yen, is a noun sentence and it's in the past form, the polite past form. And we'll be looking at that in the second half of today's target grammar lesson. We'll be looking at that later on in the grammar section. Okay, so first let's have a look at how to put verbs in the negative past polite form. So that's how to say I didn't do something in the past and to say it formally. Okay, so if you remember from previous lessons, we know how to put must verbs in a negative form, non-polite negative. Can you give us some examples, please, Naomi-sensei?
はい. します
becomes
しません.
Okay. So します, as you know, is to do, and しません is to not do. Okay. Can we have just a couple more examples, please?
行きます.
To go.
行きません.
To not go. One more.
来ます.
To come.
来ません.
To not come. Okay. Also, in Style You and Beyond 8, we looked at how to put must verbs in their polite past tense. So can we have some examples of those, please, Naomi-sensei?
します.
Do.
しました.
Did.
行きます.
Go.
行きました.
Went.
来ます.
Come.
来ました.
Came. Okay, so you get the picture. All right, now let's look at how to say you didn't do something or you didn't go or you didn't come. Okay, so can we have an example, please, Naomi-sensei?
します.
Do.
しませんでした.
Didn't do. Okay, what about go?
行きます.
And that becomes
行きませんでした.
Didn't go.
そうですね.
So you can hear that the polite negative past is actually a combination of ません and でした. So 行きません is to not go and didn't go is 行きませんでした. You just put a でした on the end.
そうです。ませんでした.
So our example sentence was
私は 天ぷらを食べませんでした.
I didn't eat tempura. So I don't eat tempura would be 私は天ぷらを食べません. But I didn't eat tempura is 私は天ぷらを食べませんでした.
そうです.
Is that right?
はい.
Okay, can you give us one more example sentence, please, Naomi-sensei?
肉を食べませんでした.
Didn't eat meat. I didn't eat meat.
そうですね.
Okay, so and putting this in the question form, for example, how would we say, did you eat meat?
あなたは肉を食べましたか?
Okay, so did you eat meat? And then you would reply,
はい、食べました.
Or if we're doing negative, it would be,
いいえ、食べませんでした.
Now let's have a look at noun sentences and putting them in their polite past form. So our example sentence, which we mentioned earlier, was, the udon was 300 yen, which in Japanese is
うどんは300円でした.
Right. So if we were just going to say the udon is 300 yen, it would be
うどんは300円です.
Okay, so putting it in the past tense, what changes is the des on the end. It becomes
でした.
This is pretty simple. So for example, if we were going to say $1 is 100 yen, we would say
1ドルは100円です.
Okay, that's roughly the current rate. But was there a time, I think, when $1 was worth a lot more yen?
はい, 360円かな? 360 yen.
Okay, so how would we say the dollar was worth 360 yen? Was being past tense.
1ドルは360円でした.
Okay, so you can hear there that the des is becoming でした to indicate past tense. And this is polite past tense. All right, let's look at just a couple more noun sentences in the polite past form.
ケネディはアメリカ人でした.
Kennedy, you mean JFK?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep, so JFK was an American.
はい, since he has already passed away, I used でした.
Okay, so if you were talking about President Bush, you would say
ブッシュはアメリカ人です。
です。Okay. So I think you probably get the picture now. It's just the difference between des and deshita. That's all that changes in the sentence if you're indicating present or non-past or past. Because non-past is des and past is deshita. It's easy to put these kind of questions, these past noun polite sentences, into a question form because all you have to do is add ka. So, for example, if you wanted to say, was this 100 yen? You would say,
これは100円でしたか?これは100円でしたか?
Yep, as you can hear the ka there. And how would we ask, how much was this?
Oh, change 100円 to いくら。これはいくらでしたか?
How much was this? So it's pretty easy, just add a ka.
そうですね。